Teen. If you're writing down scripture, there's a lot of scripture to write down this morning. I'm going to turn in your Bible. I might have somebody read some scripture. What made me think about this message this morning, Brother Squiggy was with me the other day. We did a funeral for Mrs. Waltman. And her granddaughter used to come to church here when she was a little girl. And family didn't do right. Daddy got saved and all that, you know, but family didn't do right. Got back out in the world, got in stuff, drinking, drugs, all that stuff. And had a little old lady. I preached there, and we had a couple of people raise their hand for salvation. Had a little old lady come by. As I walked by her, she grabbed my hand. And she looked like she was just so, reminded me of my mother. She grabbed my hand, and she said, "Thank you. Thank you. I never heard anything like that." And all my life, she looked like she was in her 70s, 80s. She said, "I never heard anything like that in all my life." And I said, "Did you get saved?" She said, "I asked the Lord to save me." Amen. I walked outside and I walked by and I shook her hand, patted her on the back and everything. And I said, "What a blessing that you got saved." And I walked outside and I walked by her car. She grabbed my hand again. "Thank you. Thank you. Just thank you for truth." She said, "I'm a Catholic. I never heard anything like that." I usually preach a standard message. You know, when I'm preaching a funeral, I always talk about the body, soul, and spirit. And I talk about, you know, where they're absent from the body, is present with the Lord. If a person's saved. And I went through all that. You know, I went through a whole bunch of things. And the Bible teaches that you got a body, you got a soul, and you got a spirit. And I went through the whole thing. And, man, she just said, "Man, I never heard anything like that." And she was just dumbfounded about it. And when she told me she went to a Catholic church, I said, "No wonder they're not teaching and preaching anything." And that's what made me think about this thing. And Jesus was on trial in John chapter 18, in verse 28. And then they led Jesus from Caiaphas onto the hall of judgment. It was early. And they themselves went into the judgment hall. They went to the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled. Isn't that something? A bunch of hypocrites. These are the Jewish hierarchy. They wouldn't go into Pilate's hall because they didn't want to be defiled. But here they were bringing accusations against Jesus Christ, calling him. They were saying all kinds of stuff to him. And they were punching him in the face and all that stuff. Here he was, the innocent Lamb of God that take away the sins of the world. And they didn't want to defile themselves. And it says, lest they should be defiled, that they might eat the Passover. Pilate went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" Then they answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him unto thee. But then said Pilate unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law." And the Jews therefore, they came to Rome for Jesus to be judged. And the Jews therefore said unto him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die." Jesus talked about he was going to die on the cross. And Rome is the ones that put him on the cross. The Jews would have stoned him. They would have stoned him with stones. But here he was, the innocent Lamb of God. And the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled. In verse 33, Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" You know, and he said, ask Jesus Christ a question. "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, saying on the, this thing is saying thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of me? And Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. Why hast thou done? What hast thou done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight." That means there's going to be a fight in the future. "That I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence." And Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" And Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I'm a king. To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." Notice the truth. "Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Pilate said unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find no fault at all. I find in him no fault at all. And the Bible says, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one of the at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I should release unto you the king of the Jews? And then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. And the Bible tells us also another place, he was a murderer. The world wanted a murderer, a robber, rather than the Lamb of God. They wanted that. Pilate said, what is truth? And I looked up that word truth. I mean, everybody's looking for truth, they say. And the Bible says in Isaiah, it says, truth is falling into the streets and no man regard it. Truth is falling in the street. You cannot get the truth watching the news. You look at the news media, you can't get the truth from watching the news. I mean, man, you look at the news, everybody's got their slant on things. You know, they got all this stuff going on in the news. They want to program you, make you think one thing, you know, and the way they think. And another newscast, they want you to think another way. And you can't get solid truth. Sometimes you got to take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and try to put it together and figure it out. But truth is what people say they're looking for. They're looking for truth. You might be here this morning, you say, man, I want truth. That's why I'm in church. I want to hear the truth. I want to say this book right here is truth, amen. This King James Bible is truth. Amen. Pilate said, what is truth? What is it? What is truth? Here he was saying to the Son of God, truth was sitting in front of him. And he said, what is truth? Here was the truth right in front of him. The truth sat right there. You know, I looked up that word truth. Truth is found in 222 verses of the Bible, 46 books. Truth is found. You know, as you look in your Bible, you find the Bible says, the psalmist said, I desire truth in the inward parts. And the Bible says, truth is a shield. And the Bible says, truth endureth forever. It endures forever. The truth. I watched an interview the other night of Larry King. And Larry King is the big interviewer, you know, for 50, 60 years. And Larry King was a Jew. And you all remember when old What's-His-Face got interviewed by Larry King. And Larry King said to him, he said, you mean to tell me that Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven? And then old Smiley Face, he said, well, Larry, there's many ways to get to heaven. That's a lie. That's not the truth. Amen. That's not truth. There's not many ways to get to heaven. There's only one way. Amen. Jesus said that. Yeah. The truth said that. The truth. He said, well, a man wrote the Bible. God used man to write down the word of God, and God kept accurate words. The Bible says holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, and God used his word. Now, I tell people all the time, if this Bible, this old King James Bible is not the truth, then we ain't got nothing to worry about. Nobody's got nothing to worry about, but it is the truth, brother. God's given us a guide book. He's given us instructions to hold in our hand. I mean, why would God make man and put him on this planet and then say, okay, do whatever you feel like you want to do, and there's everything going to be all right? You know what happened? It started in Genesis 6. God destroyed the world the first time. Men did what was right in their own eyes. Truth is hard to find in this world. Truth is hard to find in churches. There's churches all over this country, man, ain't telling the truth. They give you a slant according to religion. Now, I'm not giving you a slant according to what the Baptists believe. I care less what the Baptists say. When the Bible says one thing and the Baptists say another, we chunk the Baptists. We go along with the Word of God. Religion, what they'll do is they say, well, we ain't going to tell you all the truth, but what we do is we put a slant according to our religion so we can make money, so we can keep attendance up. I'll tell you what, folks, truth is something else. It says truth is falling in the street. But every Christian ought to want truth. You ought to want truth. Amen. You ought to say, man, God, give me the truth. Larry King said, this is one question. He said, one question I'm going to ask God. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to ask God nothing. When you stand before God, you ain't going to ask nothing. He's going to show you your life. What is a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away? He's going to show you everything about your life. You're not going to stand up and say, well, let me ask you something, God. Let me tell you something. You ain't going to do that, my friend. You ain't going to do that at all. You're going to sit there with your mouth shut and you're on your knees before God, hanging in the middle of nothing. And Larry King said, I'm going to ask God, did you have a son? He said, but if Monica Lewinsky comes up, he said, I'll push God to the side and I want to interview her. What a moron. What a thing. He's, I'm going to ask God, did you have a son? You know why? The Jews don't believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. That's why you find it, what we're reading here. They said, no. And if you read your Bible, you'll find out God did have a son. And the son, his name is Jesus Christ. He was God in the flesh. You know the truth. It says, in the old dictionary, I got it, says the quantity or state of being true. Agreement with a standard, rule, or doctrine, correctness, accuracy, which is accordance with fact and reality, an established or a verified fact. There is a God. That's a verified fact. Because you say, I work with men and they start cursing God, using God's name in vain, Jesus Christ, and I'll get on my knees in front of them. They say, what are you doing? I say, I'm getting on my knees because every Bible says every time a man uses the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I said, I get on my knees. You mentioned Jesus. I'm getting on my knees. And they say, oh, man, you know what I'm talking about. And then they say, well, I say, you know why you curse and you know why you use God's name in vain? That's a commandment not to do. Because the Bible says men swear by the highest authority. The highest authority is God. It's not Buddha. It's not Muhammad. It's not Confucius. It's God. Amen. There is a God. The world wants truth the way they want it. They want to change it if they don't like it. What they want to do is give you the truth according to what they think. That's the way the world wants you to have truth. I mean, you start preaching this Bible. You know what the news media just saying the other day? They said the problem with our country is these Christians in the Bible. Why? Because all our laws on the books come from the Bible. Comes from the Bible. You know, I've never heard a Muslim use the name of Muhammad in vain. They always say Jesus Christ. I've never heard a person that's a Buddhism. They don't use Buddha as a curse word. They use Jesus Christ because men swear by the highest authority. Now, I want you to take your Bible. Let's look at some things. Look at 2 Thessalonians. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I only got a short time. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Man, this is what the Bible says is going to come in the last day. Truth is hard to find in this world, like I said. In government, I mean, you can't find hardly no truth in government. You know what the gospel is? The gospel, the word gospel means good news. Good news that Jesus Christ died for you. That's what the gospel means. That's truth. Jesus Christ, you know, the Bible says in Psalm, or Deuteronomy 32:4, he says, he is a rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, and just and right is he. Boy, what a thing. You start looking up that word truth, you go, man, that word truth. And you know what people say? People say, well, I'm looking for the truth. You know what? Truth hurts sometimes. You know, I preach funerals, people get mad. They'll get mad at me because I hit religion. I say, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses, they believe that, Jehovah's Witnesses believe that when you die like a dead dog, your body's in the ground. That ain't so. They say you go to soul sleep. That ain't what the Bible teaches. The Bible says as absent from the body is present with the Lord. Amen. Isn't it funny how a Bible can clear up any falsehood that's being preached and taught? The Bible clears it up. That's why they want to get rid of it. You know, that's why Adolf Hitler, when he got into power, he went around and gathered all the Bibles up to burn them. Any dictator that gets in power wants to get a word. The communists don't want that Bible preached. You know, here you got a bunch of kids wanting to go to socialism. Next step is communism. And they won't want that Bible. They don't want the Bible. They say that Bible is just lies. No, yeah? Oh, yeah? You'll find out one day. Men want to change. They want to change the Word of God. You got all these churches now changing the Word of God. I remember my half-brother died. I went to a Baptist church over where I grew up at, and the guy got up there, and he really didn't preach nothing. And, man, I was sitting there in the congregation. He said, anybody else got anything to say? I said, I do. I stood up, and I stood about right here, and I preached to the congregation. My half-sister sitting over here, she goes, I knew you could not resist. I knew you was going to say something. And I preached to them that they need to get saved. They weren't going. That preacher got mad at me. He's sitting up there with an earring. I found out later he was a funny bunny messing with the piano player. I went to talk to him. He didn't want to talk to me. Why? Man, they don't want truth. People are looking. They're looking, but they're looking for something that may, okay, that truth is too much for me. You know what? My family, we were lost and on our way to hell. My dad was a trash man. We were out there, man, as a kid growing up. I remember thinking, you know what? I thought the greatest people in the world were the people that owned the bars. Why? They gave me drinks. When I go in, I was a little kid. I go in there and I say, can I get a drink? And they would give me whiskey. I thought, man, and they were all Jews. Man, I go in them bars. I go in them restaurants. My dad would take me in the bar at night, 10, 11, 12 years old. I'd sit there and drink beer with him. I would do all that stuff. And man, folks, but in my heart, I wanted to know the truth. I wanted to know something. I remember as a little kid laying in my bed at night crying, saying, God, if you're there, I know you are. Have mercy on us. I hear my mom and dad out there arguing and fighting. I remember saying, God, have mercy on us. You know, God heard a little boy's prayer. Amen. The night I got saved, I was running from the cops, but I was looking for something. I didn't know what I was looking for, but I found the truth. Amen. Finally found the truth. Looking for the truth. I want truth. Look in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look what the Bible says. Folks, you better love the truth. You better thank God. Look at verse 3. It says, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, that man of sin be revealed, son of perdition, who opposed, exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's the Antichrist. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, Paul's writing, and now you know that what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. The mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, and even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Man, we got stuff, man, the devil's working. People say, what in the world is going on? I tell you what it is. The devil's working hard now and working things together to mess up generations and generations and generations of children. I just read an article, a woman in West Virginia, 25 years old, just shot 5 of her kids and then killed herself and burnt the house down because her husband was away during the week working. You talking about a spirit that's in this world wanting to destroy people, wants to damn people, wants to send your kids to hell. There's a spirit. Kids sitting in the room looking at their phone, looking at anime, looking at other junk. That's unclean spirits, man. Unclean spirits they're messing with.
Yeah, amen.
That boy, you think that boy took all them pills to kill himself here in Smyrna? You think he wasn't messing with something or something talking to him? Something was whispering in his ear. Man, you ought to want truth. Here you are sitting in a Bible-believing church, and I thank God we have the truth. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I know my names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know this book is right. And there's a God on the throne that loves you and died for you. Kids are killing themselves. They're unhappy, drugging. You got American generation after generation dying of drug overdose. I don't know how many generations I preached a drug overdose. Last week I preached a woman, 57 drug overdose. She said, well, I'm sick of it, man. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Now notice what it says. It's telling you about the Antichrist. It's telling about the spirit that worketh now in the children of disobedience. And that's where we got kids in America don't want to listen to parents, don't want to do nothing right. They just want to live the way they want to live because if so-and-so is doing it, I can do it too. Your kids sitting in here, if you got saved family, mom and daddy at home, and they're with you, praise God, you ought to be thanking God every day. If anybody ought to be thankful, you ought to be you.
Amen.
It says, with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Boy, I tell you what, the night I got saved, I was looking for truth. I finally heard the truth clear and plain. When that old lady shook my hand the other day, I thought about my family. And whenever I preach a funeral of people, the man, they, you know, drug addicts, those people in there, they didn't look that nice. Whenever I preach funerals, squeak the same way. Whenever I preach funerals of people that, man, they've been, have a rough life and everything, I don't look down on them. I don't go, look at them scumbags. Look at that sorry bunch. You know what I do? I see my family. I see where I came from. I see what God did for me. I still love the truth. I want the truth. I think about them little kids. That's why I preach the way I preach, because, man, I've taken the chance of people hating my guts, because I want them to know the truth. I remember when my brother died, I remember standing there, the trash truck ran over my brother's head and split his head, I don't know how many different ways. And they sewed him back up. And I remember looking at, I walked in there, and, man, I was drunk. I was 16 years old. I was drunk. Mom messed up and drugs. I remember there's two Methodist preachers there. And those two Methodist preachers standing there, and I walked up and I looked at my brother, and they came up, and one stood on one side, one on the other. I said, I went and looked at him. I said, where's my brother at? And they said, we hope he's in heaven. Man, I got mad. Man, I got mad. My brother was the best one in my whole family. He used to want me to read the Bible to him. I stabbed him twice. I cursed God. I did all that stuff to him, and I hated him. I didn't know why, but I just hated what he stood for. And I remember saying that, I was saying to them preachers, I said, where's my brother at? They said, we hope he's in heaven. And I remember walking away, and I remember turning around and looked at those guys. A thought came to my mind. I guess that was God, because the Lord let me use it later on in life. I remember looking at those guys saying, where are you guys going when you die? And you know what they said? The same thing. I hope I'm going to heaven. Man, what would, here I am preaching to people how to get to heaven, how I know they can know, and they can know. And then you ask me privately, well, you think, are you going to go to heaven? Well, I hope so. I tell you what, I've been doing this a long time, I tell you, man. I'm sweating it out too.
Yeah, how
about that? What a thing. You know, evolutionists, they come along, say, man, we came from animals. So if we came from animals, and the animals, they have a law. The animal kingdom has a law. The survival of the what? If killing is, if you go to jail for killing, that's crazy. If we come animals, survival of the fittest. There shouldn't be no law. We just kill each other. No, there's laws. You know why? Because the Bible says there's a God. We don't believe in evolution right here. I've heard people tell me, well, I believe in evolution and in the creation. What? That wouldn't make sense. Evolution didn't come out till 1800s. Some guy named Darwin didn't like the Bible. You know what? Jehovah's Witnesses started. They got in with the Bible. Religion started, but they don't want the Bible. Evolution comes along and says, oh, God didn't really create anything. You either believe God, the truth, or you believe what man said. You know, the Bible tells us that God doesn't lie. Three places, he doesn't lie. If God's a liar, he couldn't send nobody to hell. God's not a liar. Evolution teaches, you know, you came from animal, you came from amoeba, and then all of a sudden you became a monkey, and so on. You know what they teach? They teach that in college. You pay your kids going to college to learn that they came from an animal. You pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to go there and be taught that the Bible is not true. Homosexuality comes along. And they come along and say, well, it's all right. You know, TGYB, whatever that group is. If you want to be a woman today, you can be a woman today. You can be a man tomorrow. Are they nuts? Are they nuts? Homosexuality comes along. And they said, yo, it's all right. Man with man, woman with woman. It's all right. You know, the Bible says God created, took Eve and took out a rib of Adam, the fifth rib, and made him his wife. It wasn't, I always say this at weddings, it wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve. But what they're teaching you, whatever you feel like, they're teaching that. Evolution, homosexuality, anything goes. That's not truth. That's a lie. Bible says that God made Adam in his own image. He took Eve from his side and made woman. A woman, the woman is a woman with a womb to bear increase or bear fruit. Steve and Adam cannot bear fruit. They got to recruit. They got to recruit. So what do you mean? They want to get a hold of your little boys. They want to mess with the little boys. You go to the mall. Man, I can't hold it. I go to the mall every Friday night. But and it's more and more you're seeing girls coming in, and ugly girls too. Ugly. And they're holding each other's hand and holding each other's hand, and they're walking through there, and they're lesbians. God have mercy. You say, you hate them? Nope. What I do is try to give them a track. Say, I'm going to tell you something. God loves you. He died for you. That's a spirit. I remember an old preacher said one time, he said, before the Lord comes back, he said, you're going to see it just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. We're seeing it. News. I mean, man, television shows. Here's another lie being produced. We're all God's children. That's another lie. You're not God's child if you're not saved. You know what Jesus said? I'm going to read it to you. Look what Jesus said. He tells the Pharisees, here are the most religious people on the planet. These are religious people that were talking about, they didn't want to go in and defile themselves, but they wanted to kill Jesus Christ. And they were the most religious people on the planet. And they said this. And Jesus said this to them. Back in verse 41, here they accuse Jesus Christ being born out of wedlock. Look at this. He says, ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we were not born of fornication. They're saying Mary was messing around with one of them Roman soldiers, and that's where you came from. We have one father, even God. And Jesus said unto them, this is John chapter 8, verse 42. If God were your father, look what Jesus said. If God was your father, you ever heard of the fatherhood of man or the fatherhood of man? No, how's it go? The what? Fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. We're not all God's children. If you're not saved, you're not God's child. This book right here, I used to read this to my brother and laugh at it. I couldn't hardly read, but I would laugh at this book. After I got saved, I started understanding why it's a family book. He says, then Jesus said in verse 42, she said, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. They didn't want the truth, folks. They didn't want truth. They just didn't want to lose their position. They didn't want to lose their power. Sounds like what's going on in Washington. Amen. It says, then Jesus said this to him. Oh, my, the Lord was so hateful. Oh, yeah. He said, you're of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Here's the devil. He knew the truth. He knew the truth. He seen the truth. He abode not in the truth. That shows you, man, you know the truth. You know, there's going to be people on this planet when the Lord comes back, the rapture takes place. They've been hurt hearing about getting saved all their life. They've been hearing about Jesus Christ dying for them. They've been hearing about God loved them. They're going to hear all that stuff. But then the rapture takes place. The Bible says God's going to send them strong delusions. We read that in 2 Thessalonians. Strong delusions that they'll believe a lie rather than the truth. I'll tell you what, man, you ought to love the truth. Seek for the truth and say, God, I've asked the Lord this. I said, Lord, help me to love the truth no matter what. Love the truth. A fact. Look, it says, where was I? John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Jesus was saying to his Pharisees, the religious people standing there all clean, and their robes and all that stuff, he was saying, you're of your father the devil. And the lust of your father will you do. You think they liked him? No way. He made them look like in front of all the crowd, thousands of people sitting there. And Jesus preached to them, here's the Son of God, the God that made them, said, you're of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father will you do. Man, they hated him for that. Look in Romans chapter 1. Romans 1. Folks, always love the truth. I've been to churches that I sit there listening to a guy preach, and I'm thinking, this guy ain't telling the truth. How many times have you been to different churches and funerals, and a guy get up and just put, everybody's God's children, we're all going to heaven, we're all this. You know, in the movies, that's the way it is in the movies. You never hear anybody dying and going to hell in the movies. Everybody goes to heaven. Whenever I preach funeral, I talk about hell, I talk about heaven. Amen. It's your choice. Yep. You want to go? And once you get saved, you can't lose it. All I can see is that little old lady saying, thank you. Thank you. I never heard anything like that in my life. You know who she was? She was the sister-in-law of the woman that just passed away. Look here. Islam. Here's Islam. You know how many, there's Muslims in this country. They're building mosques all over this place. Islam, there is no God but Allah. No God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger. Mere utterance of this creed makes one a Muslim, and one should say it as often as possible. It is admission that Allah is the only God. You know what Allah means? It means a God, small g. You know what the devil's called? A God, small g. I've had people say, well, I've talked to Muslims. They said, we're both serving God. No, we ain't. No, we ain't. No, we ain't. If you're serving Allah, you're serving the moon god, which is Satan. It is admission that Allah is the only God, and that what Muhammad reveals is in the Quran is the final and perfect revelation of Allah. Prayers are recited 5 times each day, accomplishing by proceeding of bowing in the direction of Mecca. These prayer times start at sunrise. Man, you Christians are bad off. Man, you ain't praying at sunrise. Conclude at sunset. They pray 5 times a day. You ever thank God for the truth? You know, the Bible says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry. You ever kiss your Bible and say, thank you, Lord, for the truth? I thought, after I got saved, man, where my family was, I went, thank you, Lord, you came by my way. God, you had mercy on me. Thank you, God, I was stupid, but God, you allowed me to believe the truth.
Amen.
There's nobody, if you're saved, nobody knows, believes that you're going to go to heaven by your own merit. You don't go to heaven by your own merit. You go to heaven by what Jesus Christ did on the cross. These prayers start at sunrise, and then it goes on down. Muslims give 2.5% of their income in an effort to share their possessions with the poor of the community. This is intended to cleanse them of greed and selfishness, and intent of bringing unity and betterment to the society as a whole. No one or one who recites the creed, offers prayers, and does good and neglects sowing. That sounds good. Yeah, good. Ramadan is a month-long celebration in honor of the arrival of the Quran. I was called the Quran during Ramadan. Fasting. You know what? Me saying that, they'd kill you. They'd kill me for saying that. When you got a religion that you got to defend your God and kill people because they said something about your God, something wrong with that. Something wrong with that. It says, once in a lifetime, devout Muslims must strive to make a pilgrimage to Mecca. It begins with wudu. I don't know what wudu. White robes for the men, encircling 7 times Kaaba. They must also run 7 times between the mountain of Mecca, reenacting Hagar's frantic wilderness search for water for her son Ishmael. They drink water from the well of Zamzam. Drink water from Zamzam, the spring which God gave to quench Ishmael's thirst. They must then travel 13 miles to the plain of Ararat, where Muhammad preached his last sermon. Here they stand from noon to sunset, praying for forgiveness of sins, which they never know they're forgiven. You know what? Once you get saved, instantly forgiven. The return trip includes a stop and Minna and Zerat in the sight of the sacrifice of Ishmael by Abraham. Now, did Abraham sacrifice Ishmael? Another lie. It was Isaac. It wasn't Ishmael. Here they throw stones at three pillars, memorize how Abraham threw stones at the devil to resist his temptation. So they have to pick up stones and throw stones at this pillars, like indicating I'm throwing stones at the devil. Get away from me, devil. Get away from me. The men cut their hair or shave their heads. Lambs or camels are offered as a sacrifice in honor of the sacrificial lamb substituted as Ishmael. Muslims believe it was Ishmael, not Isaac, upon returning to so on. And then they got the five built pillar doctrines. Here's one. The Quran is the verbatim account of the revelation given to Muhammad by Gabriel. Muslims recorded to their holy book extraordinary characteristics. Not only is it God's greatest word, it is written in the language Allah speaks, Arabic. Muslim scholars reject any translation in any other language. It is the exact replica of the part of the book that they can be found in heaven, known as the mother of books. They believe speech to be an attribute to God, so many of them believe the Quran to be uncreated, a verbatim attribute of God. Muslims reject, here's another one, the Trinity. They reject the Trinity. Jews reject the Trinity. Mormons reject the Trinity. Jehovah's Witnesses reject the Trinity. When Jesus said, I and my Father are what? One. Only time, I've said this, we talk about the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God was on the planet when in the Garden of Eden. Kingdom of heaven was there. When they sinned, the kingdom of God was taken out and the kingdom of heaven stayed. But when Jesus shows up, he preaches kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Why? Because he represented the kingdom of God. He was God, but he became man. Why? To pay your sin debt. He says to imply that God had relationship with Mary in order to give birth to Jesus. They also think Christians believe that the Trinity is God. And then here's where the Catholic comes in. Jesus and Mary to believe the Trinity. They believe that, because the Catholic Church, here I've got what the Catholic Church believes right here. They believe Mary is the only way you can get into heaven. They say, well, we believe in Jesus, but you got to come through Mary, the mother. Is that the truth? Not according to the Bible. Religion's man-made, folks. I told at the funeral, I said, I hate religion. I hate religion. Religion complicates things. The Bible simplifies things. They said this. The Trinity is to them the highest blasphemy one can commit. This is called shirk and guarantees one's place in hell, and they'll help you get there. So this book here is the Catholic thing. How Mary, you pray to Mary and ask Mary to forgive you your sin. Ask Mary to talk to Jesus for you. She's the mediator. What does the Bible say? There's one God, one mediator. Between God and man, it's not Mary, Jesus Christ. You better love the truth. You better thank God for the truth. Amen. Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth? And Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I tell Muslims all the time, I said, you know, Muhammad never died for you. Buddha never died for you. They're still on the ground. Only one that died for you was the name that's above every name. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the only one died for you, paid your sin debt. Why? Because he's the only one that could. You better love the truth. You know what happens to Christians? They take the truth for granted. They go on. I got so many verses we can look at. They go on and go on and go on. You know what the psalmist said? Psalm 119, verse 30. He said, I have chosen the way of truth. Psalms 23:23 says, buy the truth, sell it not. A lot of Christians selling out the truth. So how do you do that? Not reading it, for one thing. Look in Romans chapter 1. I told you, look there. Look at this. Romans chapter 1. You say, what happened to all these people? Why is all these people going to, you know, all these different religions and all that stuff? Look what the Bible tells you why. It tells you why. Why is all these religions got started, people rejecting? You got Asia. You got people that over in Asia, the Chinese, Vietnamese, all of them, they worship Buddha. They worship Muhammad. They even got Muhammad as part as in the Asian parts of the country. But they worship Buddha, the big thing. And then you got the Middle East. You got where Afghanistan, Iraq, you got the Sheikhs, and you got the Shiites, and you got the, Shiites and the Sunnis. And they're fighting each other, killing each other over their different tribes. But they believe that Muhammad was the way. And the Jews, they don't believe that Jesus Christ was God's son, so they killed him. And now they're looking for a Messiah. And the Bible tells you that he's going to show up, but he's going to be the Antichrist. Yep. And there's spirits in the world right now. And look what Romans 1 says. It says, because when they knew God, he said, I tell people like this. People say, well, explain this to me. I said, look, when Noah got off the ark, when God told him to build an ark, and all three of his boys, they represent all the races of the world, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They represent all the races. When they got off the ark, they all knew who God was. They all knew. Somebody dropped the ball. Somebody didn't tell their family. That's why it's so important for you as mom and dad to teach your kids about Jesus Christ. About God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Somebody dropped the ball. You got Ham that went south. That's African nations. You got Shem that went east. That's the Asian nations. You got Japheth that went north. That's Europe. Somebody dropped the ball. There were still Christians preaching, just a minority. That's the way it is now. Minority. Preaching the Word of God. You got churches today, they got big cathedrals and big steeples. They're not preaching no truth at all. Look at this. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful. Everybody's unthankful. Everybody wants to hit, you know, they got this big Powerball and all that stuff. $1 billion. Man, I get the $1 billion. This guy inherited $1 million. Man, he inherited this $1 million and family was scared to death because he had a bad heart. They said, somebody's got to tell him, but we can't tell him. We tell him he's going to have a heart attack. So they called the preacher up and said, hey, can you go over and tell Uncle so-and-so, Granddaddy so-and-so, can you tell him that he just inherited $1 million without, you know, very gently? So the preacher went over to the house and sat down with the man and sat there across the table from him and drink a cup of coffee. He said, hey, man. He said, what would you do if you inherited $1 million? He said, I'd give half to the church, and the preacher fell over and died. People think, man, if I hit that Powerball and all that stuff, that might be your demise. Doc used to say, you can tell what kind of people God give money to. He says, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image like on the corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up on uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Yep. And worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them up on the vile affections, or even their women to change the natural use and that which is against nature. You say, what is that? That's lesbians. Women changing the natural use. You know, a woman was made for is for reproduction, to be a helpmeet to her husband. So I ain't going to let no man tell me what to do. Well, the Bible says when a man and a woman living together for God, said they submit one to another. You go out in the world, go to a bar and everything else, you find a husband, no wonder it's a mess. It says, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. It says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. You going down, you know what it stems from? Not loving the truth. Not wanting the truth. Or you hear the truth, and you say, yeah, that sounds good. Just let it fall in the street. Well, that sounds good, preacher. That'd be the truth if I ever heard it. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. I ain't going to do nothing. The Bible tells you that God made the heaven and the earth. The Bible tells you came from Adam. We all come from Adam. The Bible tells us that Noah and his sons were in the ark. God destroyed the world the first time. You know what the Bible says he's going to destroy it the second time? It's going to be with fire. Hey, man, you say, you're depressing me. Now, I'm not trying to depress you. I'm just saying you better love the truth. You better thank God for the truth. Don't let it fall to the street. When the Bible, there's so much I could give you on the truth, what the Bible teaches. And you got to look at. It's a shield. Endures forever. Let me read this. I'm going to read this to you. Malachi chapter 2. And I'm going to be finished. There's so much more I could go. Malachi chapter 2. Woman said, she said, every time that, she said, I don't like that. They went to church and she said, I don't like your preacher to the family she went with. They said, I don't like your preacher. She said, why? How come you don't like our preacher? She said, when our preacher preaches, he says, I'm done, and he's done. And then, but your preacher says, and lastly, and he lasts, and lasts, and lasts, and lasts, and lasts. Malachi 2 says this, chapter 2, verse 6. The law of truth was in his mouth. Iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity and did turn many away from iniquity. A man walking in truth can turn many from iniquity. Are you walking in truth? Or do you live a lie? A lot of people say they're saved, which I don't doubt what they're saying, but they walk in a lie. I'm going to read this to you. Lastly, Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 and verse 12, it says, for the perfecting of saints, talking about the prophets, evangelists, apostles, for the perfecting of saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man, cunning craftiness where they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. God wants you to grow up in truth. Grow up in truth. Thank God for the truth. The Bible tells us that you're saved for eternity. This body, when I'm going to be preaching Moe's funeral on Wednesday, I know my brother Moe got saved. I don't know if his wife's saved. I don't know if his kid's saved. But I'm going to tell them how to get saved. Why? So they can see their father again. So you believe that, preacher? God promised. God is truth. God is truth. When God says something, you can believe what he says. It's truth. Fact. Man tries to change it. You know the Bible says when the Antichrist shows up, he's going to try to change laws and times. They're trying to change laws now. But when he shows up, he's going to change law and time. Get rid of it. Get rid of the Constitution. Get rid of anything that has to do. Let him be the truth. You know what Hitler was? Hitler was the final authority, the truth, the so-called truth, lying. He was a liar. He was a killer. Every dictator that comes along is a killer. Lies. You know what Jesus Christ did? He didn't show up as a dictator. He showed up as born in a barn. Showed love to mankind. Healed the sick, raised the dead. Preached the truth. What does man do to him? Spit in his face. Mock him. Curse him. Put him on a cross. And even hanging on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You reject Jesus Christ, You're out of your mind. You don't love the truth. You're a Christian and you're not living for God? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. You ought to be living for the Lord. Father, thank you, God, for the truth. Thank you, God, that you loved us. You paid that sin debt that we could not pay. My Father, I pray, God, that you'd help my brothers and sisters here today. God, live for you, honor you. I pray, God, for be anybody here today that's not saved. May them want the truth. May they want to know the truth. The truth is that Jesus died for us, paid our sin debt. All we got to do is call upon him. Mean it from our hearts. If we'll just call upon him. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. They don't have to be a Baptist. They don't have to be any religion brand. They just need to call upon you. I pray, God, be somebody here today that's not saved. I pray you open their heart today. Heads bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking around. How many in this room can say, preacher, I know I'm going to heaven when I die by slipping up your hand? Amen. All over the room. Amen. I can see them hands. If you're not saved, folks, tell you what, young or old, amen. I tell people when I preach funerals, wherever I pray, I say, look, my job is to get you into heaven.